been, you know, we've heard a lot of stories today, and it gives you an idea of just the range of, you know, treatments and diagnoses and surgeries, you name it, that they do here at the Stollery. Whitney and Ryan join me and their kids, Jace and Julia. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Nice to see you here. Jace, you're our Stollery kid, aren't you? You're nodding. Yes, he's nodding. Hi, Jace. How are you? How old are you, Jace?
7.
You're 7 years old, and your sister Julia sitting beside you is 9. 9 years old. Mom is Whitney. Give us an idea. Take us back to your pregnancy. Take us back to your pregnancy with Jace, because 5 months pregnant, things rolling along, and then you got some info.
Yeah, I went for a 20-week, just a regular scheduled 20-week ultrasound, and we got the phone call that they had found something. They didn't know what it was. But it was sending us to the Royal Alec to be checked in the women's clinic right away.
Okay.
So we came down, and the doctor had already looked over the ultrasound I had. I didn't have to do another one that time. And they told us there was going to be a kidney issue, but they didn't know what it was going to be until he was born. So at that point, we just had to, like, carry on.
So you've got another 4 or 5 months, right?
Yeah.
And you're sitting here waiting and wondering, Ryan, I mean, for you, you sit there and wait and wonder, what's that like?
Yeah, I was, because I was working away from town, because we were originally from Lloyd, so I was up here working already. You know, you work up here and you go back on your days off and try and be there as best you can for the family, and it's a lot of worrying, a lot of waiting.
And then I guess probably realizing, okay, but there's nothing that we can do about this until babe is born.
Exactly, right.
Then what?
I ended up, actually, I had no amniotic fluid left at 34 weeks.
Oh.
So we had to deliver early. And then it was an emergency delivery, and we had to wait till he was 6 weeks old, unless things were not good before that. We waited till he was 6 weeks old, and then we came to the Stollery, seen our doctor again, and had all the tests done to find out exactly what was going on.
And they said that his kidney didn't develop properly.
Right. And then his other kidney has hydronephrosis.
Which means what?
It's too big.
Okay.
So we don't know. So on his third birthday, he ended up having surgery to have the kidney and ureter removed, which was life-changing for him, because once she actually got in there with surgery, they found out that his ureter was attaching itself to his intestine, which is why he was getting so sick.
Oh my goodness gracious.
So it was life-changing to have the surgery, to say, like, he came out of that and was able to be a normal kid.
Yeah,
it was great. Now we just have to watch the other kidney and make sure the function is okay, and we don't know yet if it is, and we just ride that roller coaster.
Jace, do you remember not feeling very well?
No,
you were too little. Yeah, but as parents, you know, you're dealing with a child that's in discomfort and probably fevers and all that. Well, you know, that's hard.
He would have pain, and I mean, he's 2 years old.
Yeah.
He can't explain what he's feeling. He just knows it's not right.
Yeah.
His ureter at night, it seemed, would, because it was backflowing into that dead kidney, but it would, like, all of a sudden just release. And so he'd end up all...
Yeah.
And so that was always at night, but he'd relax.
Yeah. Relax a little bit better. Oh.
Yeah, and then he didn't grow. He didn't gain weight or get any taller for an entire year. And that's when they said, okay.
Okay, but
it's time.
But things since the surgery have been good
for the most part. Yeah. I mean, look at him. He doesn't look
fantastic.
Like he is. We ride a roller coaster and we take her day by day.
Are there any things that, you know, with the other kidney right now, as you mentioned, that you still have to keep and watch? But are there any, like, treatments for that? Or is it just sit back and wait to see what happens?
Right now, it's kind of sit back, wait. They don't want to do anything if they don't have to, because so much can damage that kidney so fast.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just
moving
along the best we can.
And what does that mean? Does it mean, you know, he can't play certain sports or anything like that? Or
we always thought that until last year.
Okay.
He decided last spring, he asked if he could play football.
Oh, good for you.
So we seen his doctors and asked, and they said they don't see why not. So he's our quarterback.
Yay! Good for you. What football team are you playing for, Jace?
The Fort Falcons.
The Fort Saskatchewan Falcons. Good job. You like playing football?
Yeah.
And you're a quarterback. Oh, okay. We're a football. My husband coaches football, so oh yeah, and he would coach little guys like you too. So that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. That kind of it must kind of get one more of those. Hey, things are okay. Things are normal.
Right? Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. That is awesome. So when you take a look at what happened here. In this building, right? You come back into it. I mean, is it one of those places you're like, oh my gosh, we're back here again? Or is it like, oh, this place helped us so much?
Yeah, it's like your home. You're just comfortable.
Really?
Like, it kind of like, you just know you're going to be okay.
Yeah. That says a lot right there, eh?
Yeah.
And so calming and being able to... Because as mom and dad, you got to be freaking out inside. You got to be
is.
A little stressed, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you come in here and you're like, okay, no, we're in good hands.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to be okay.
Especially because like it was on his third birthday, so you don't get to do anything for him for his birthday. He's going into surgery for it, but they were amazing here. You know, they decorated his room,
aww,
gave him a little present and stuff, and yeah, it was amazing.
And that's it. And I hear it, and I keep saying this. I hear it over and over again how they just do so much for the kids if they're in here for those. All right, mm-hmm. Special days or any other day, but also for the entire family.
They treat you like family, yeah.
Aww.
And they never forget the siblings.
Yeah.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is good because it's got to be tough on Julia as well, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, what do you say to those listening right now about the Stollery and about what it's meant to your family and really what it means to this community? I'm going to start with you.
Oh, there's absolutely there really is no words to explain just how amazing this place is. They saved our child. We still have him. We don't know if that would have been possible without them. And as a community, we're just one big family.
Yeah.
Everybody that's part of it, all the families that are in here, we even met new ones here today again.
Yeah.
And you're just one big family.
Yeah.
And without all the donations coming in, this place wouldn't be what it is because it is a world-class facility.
Ryan?
Yeah, it's a place that you never want to have to use, but it is, you're so grateful that it's here, it's so close, because when you need it, you need it, and they're just absolutely amazing.
Jace, who's your favorite quarterback? Do you have a favorite quarterback? Oh, thinking. He's got the thinking hat on. He's got the thinking. I put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Trying to pull out a name. You know who mine is? Drew Brees from the New Orleans Saints. He's my favorite quarterback.
Who's your favorite player, though?
Chuba Hubbard.
Yes, Chuba Hubbard. Edmonton home, Chuba Hubbard. Yes. Good. That's a good one right there. Well, continued good health. And thank you for joining us this afternoon and sharing your story.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
It'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.